Ninth parak of Kehilim, the seventh mission. It's Sredish and Asunah Pitanah, Mukos Mitzil. It's some plate, a flat surface, which is put on top of a tanner, and it's cemented or sealed into place, which now a tanner, whatever's in the tanner, would protect it from tumah that's outside of it. Nistak min a tanner l'sreida, if there's a crack between the tanner itself and this covering, so shiura molipi ma'adeh shelo nichnas. Tanakama holds that if the crack was the size of the width of this stick, which is used for guiding animals, which basically is a stick which its diameter is a third of a tefach, then once it hits that size, it doesn't protect anymore. Shelo nifas means its exact size of this piece of wood, in which case the wood would not be able to go in. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it has to be dropped bigger so that this wooden pole could actually go in through the hole. This goes sreida. If the plate itself, that surface on top itself got cracked, shiur kemoli pi madea nichnas. The shear is the same shear as before, but here the Tanakama holds that the shear is a drop larger, that it's big enough for it to go in and out, this wooden pole. In respect to this, Rabbi Yehuda is more makil. It's more machmir. He says the hole has to be, if even though the hole is small enough, that's the exact size of Madei, and the Madei won't be able to go into it, it's still enough to render it not a good protection for the tumor. Oh, your ogul, if it was round, ain't roi maizu oruch. We don't look at it as if it's squared off. El shiur kemoli pi Madea nichnas. It has to be a shear that the Madea can go in and out from.